So a junior person enters our Telegram chat and asks, like, what does
Sergey
Hidden
Love? Didn't ban him, so he had a chance to ask a question.
Yeah, I miss he didn't ban him, actually.
Nobody did ban him.
We used to have a bots problem, and now we have guardians.
Yeah,
we don't have bots anymore. Yeah, so a junior person comes to the chat and asks what he should do in his life. And he gets some advice.
From Dima Minsky.
And from me and from Sergey.
You?
Yeah.
Well, your advice is always like, come to Game Dev Camp. This is how we always finish our podcast. But like, I can spoil.
I have one job.
I can spoil this podcast gonna end in the same way. But what?
So you can stop finishing now. But there is still a story of the junior person.
Yeah. So what Dima Minsky told him? Well, I really liked it. The answer.
Do whatever you want, just don't go to courses, don't study.
Don't study in some Coursera or whatever.
Yeah, like, so basically, the person is from Odessa and he is finishing his university now and he's like, so how do I get a job? And the answer is like, no, there is no chance you get a job. Nobody needs you because after the university, you are useless. That's
yes.
It, period.
Yes, and like if you go to courses, you will not become more useful.
Yes, you will just have something to post on your LinkedIn.
Yes, maybe on your CV, because I see a lot of people post on their CV that they pass some random courses.
That's not how they become more useful.
Yes.
They're still better than putting cannabis on the CV, and we'll get to this later.
Yes.
But so I told this person that, so they have no chance of getting a job. Remotely, totally not, because nobody hires juniors remotely. Juniors need a lot of babysitting, so they need to be hired in the office. I suggested that if there is a chance that somebody hires you, it is probably a small indie company with tight budget who have like the opportunity to invest in you as a personality and hopefully grow you into somebody useful. And then, I highlighted Dima and he was like, yeah. Don't go to studies.
Don't go to courses. I totally agree with it because we were reading this article. You've been reading and sent it to me. No joke here.
Forbes,
Russian Forbes, yes.
No, I mean, no. It's actually like each morning, like with a cigar and whiskey, reading Russian Forbes.
It sounds totally like me. So yes, Alex sent me this Russian Forbes article where they're saying that juniors are not needed. Wow, such a surprise. And then there's...
And never needed. Like the surprise was, and the reason why I sent you, that they did the research and like... So juniors are not needed and have never ever been needed.
That's what I told you like before several times and you didn't
but
believe me.
But all the HRs were like, oh, we're so talent starved. We're going to hire anybody who loves games so he's not a douchebag.
Yes, they're lying. They're always lying. I told you this. I don't know why. But anyway, that's what they told in Forbes. I totally believe them. And also what they told that there is like a lot of courses and they promote those courses like, oh, change your, and I don't know, job, become an IT specialist
or
something
like
this. It was also a bit
like cringy to me since that's Russian Forbes. They cannot call war a war. And they're like, so after February 24th, it's become common like to think about changing your life and invest in maybe in pivoting, maybe in making your life better.
Yeah,
and this is how people go to study, to have hopes in life.
So yeah, well, because there is a common thing that like if you're working in IT, you are getting some money and like you can relocate. That's like a common thing that...
Beautiful.
Well, anywhere, far from the homeland, you know. And... this is why I can understand why a lot of people want to pivot their career and like want to start working in IT to get this opportunity. Yes, because everybody say that like, oh my god, in IT it's so easy to get in. Oh, like everybody is seeking for juniors and like because HRs were lying even before that. And
that's
also like you will get a lot of money and like blah 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 blah.
But let's talk about Tarinchi because she got a job while still at uni.
Yes, she was like my friend, she was studying in Union, she was studying like IT something, something programming. And she said like, and then she went to courses, like to the company courses, she passed them and like went to like, she's working there right
now. Yeah, she started as a junior, but like what really happened is that the company was pretty much onboarding her onto her future job.
Yes.
So, and I'm sure she got a job, but there were plenty of people from Hikoros who didn't get this job.
Yeah, there was obviously a thing that like not everybody is getting a job, but still,
only
like
the
thing that she told that like after university she would not be able to get into this job with her knowledge from university. The job courses gave her more than the
obviously, because job courses didn't give her the theory. Job courses did give her the practice of the immediate framework and technical stack that they're using at that particular project. So she was trained to program for a particular project using particular environment.
I don't know how she was trained, so I cannot tell anything about that, because like
that's how corporations pretty much, that's what internship like courses at corporation look like.
Yeah, but it's still better, you know, like than just random courses, because when you pass,
obviously, because like in random courses you are told that you're gonna grow up into somebody clever, which is a lie.
Yeah,
you
like
just have random knowledge.
Yes, you pass those courses, you don't know like if you will get a job after that or not, because mm-hmm. you don't see the opportunities.
They kind of promise, oh, we'll partner with somebody.
Yeah, but like that's
like us.
Yeah. But you never know as a student, you never know will you get a job or in which company you will get
a
job.
When you get an internship, you also don't know whether you're gonna be upgraded to an intern.
Yeah,
or like to the
junior, but still, you know at least the company where you will.
Yeah, you sort of invest sometimes years, but usually months of your life into studying a particular thingy and learning a particular stack, and then getting for a potential to get a job at this company. And
yeah,
if
so
you have a goal.
You have a goal to get
if
into
you
the
fail,
company.
You will not get a similar job at a different company because they're using different stack.
I'm not sure about that, but anyway, I think the courses that are just random ones, they don't bring, because also in that article it was very interesting that HRs were seeing that like people who pass the courses, they don't have like even basic knowledges. Mm-hmm. They know like just a little bit on
YouTube.
Top.
It's like YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube.
And when they're like asking more deep questions about some topics, they cannot answer. So the same. Mm-hmm. But if like, for example, company preparing this junior for themselves, at least they can fit in the company.
Yeah.
And like if you go to random courses, you cannot fit anywhere. That's the problem. At least there, when you go to some company courses, you can fit it at least at one place.
Feel like a teenager, you don't fit anywhere. You're so unique.
Yes, because you're a bit dumb, but like that's I think I very agree with Tati, the one girl that was on your panel,
on my panel.
She said that like it's a responsibility of the companies to raise the juniors, and I agree with this very much, because your fucking senior is gonna die soon, you know, so you need to
like she's like sitting here with, like with glasses with her like pointing finger up and telling the junior's gonna die soon, you know, like
seniors,
with a super happy face.
Senior's gonna die soon, and like who will replace them? Like, okay, middle's gonna die soon also. So who gonna replace them? You need to have juniors. You need to take those juniors from somewhere. That's your job to prepare.
How did you end up in this branch of the dialogue?
because Tati told so, and I agree with this. She told that like, yeah, companies should partner with universities and tell them how to prepare the students for their companies. But
you were telling about your friend and attending a course within the company to fit in that company.
Yes.
So when a company goes to university, the university is still obliged to create a person that fits everywhere.
Yes.
So which one do you prefer? Like that the company hosts the course or that the company goes to a uni?
I think it depends actually on a lot of things, but I think it's supposed to be both, and that companies would partner with universities.
Let me remind you that the company should also like work on the product instead of going like
big companies can do a lot of, they're doing a lot of shit, like they can invest a bit of their time and money into that things. I'm pretty sure they, because like those big companies go to plant trees in Mitsukune, so you know, like they can afford a bit of studying for their future employees.
I wanna bring up suddenly another thing that happened on that panel at DevGam that I hosted. The university like professor that we had, she was like, the job of a university is not to teach you hard skills, is to show you what's possible.
Okay, but when I supposed to learn hard skills?
Well, go to courses and then become an intern.
In courses, how we talked, they don't teach anything. They teach only like some.
No, like a course within the company, like an internship.
Okay, but
internship.
Then why do I need university?
To figure out who you want to become when you grow up. That's what Ingrid told.
But
you've
okay,
been on that panel.
Okay, I can go to one internship, understand that, okay, that I don't like it. I can go to other internships.
You go to university, figure out what you like. So after 4 years, so you have tried many things and you decided like, okay, that I'm a programmer. And then, and like programmer
I'm still useless.
What? You're useless, but then you go to an internship. So that's how universities function these days. After university, you are hopeless. You cannot get a job.
I remember I've been on two internships.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that was... First one was very fun, except everybody were speaking Korean and it was hard to understand what's going on. But it was very useful. But our boss, he was like, didn't you learn this in university? We are like, no. Like, what you've been doing there?
Drinking beers?
We're like,
no,
because like technically we didn't had even such topics as he was like asking. We're mm-hmm. like... No, we didn't learn this. And so like companies expect that you would know at least some basics from university. And mm-hmm. university yeah. fails even with that thing,
this
like to give you basics.
True. Universities try to see what resonates with people and with their audience. And they try to...
I think they're just trying to get more money. And this is it. And then they bring some random subjects that you would learn. This is it. That sounds kind of like useful, but like useless at the...
I mean, you sound like, again, like with all these glasses and your finger pointing up, you sound so much, I know, like a kid supervisor.
Oh my God.
And I guess that's gonna be your job now within Game Dev Camp. And
that's very funny because like I remember in my high school, one of my classmates said something like, oh, Lero, you look like you're gonna be a kid supervisor in the future. So, and I was like, the hell no. And like, look at me now, you
Did
know?
He wear a wizard hat, you know? It's like, I proclaim.
I don't know, because he told to my friend that she's going to be a programmer, and she is a programmer. And like,
and you're a kid supervisor.
Yes, and look at me now.
Gratulujemy.
Thank you. So I was supervising a bit of kids, just one, let's say, and I checked the CV. And
yeah, so like the context is that I was reviewing people's CVs and giving them feedback, and at some point I burned out. And then I was like, Lera, I cannot babysit them anymore because they're useless. You like educating kids, so these are your kids now. And you got a kid with cannabis.
Yes, I got a kid with CV and I'm opening it and like there's shit tons of advices. No, advices how to make your CV better. There is a lot of templates how to make your CV better. There is we had even on our panel the girl who was saying how to make a CV better. Like yes, okay, understandable.
Oh, you can Google how to make a CV.
How to make a CV, yes. And I'm opening this CV and I see like, okay, first of all, it was ugly, but whatever. Secondly, he put something, he was growing cannabis. And then second,
as an achievement.
Yes, and then he was like, but we failed. So second sentence was like, now we are growing cannabis and we are not failing. And I'm like, seriously?
Well,
seriously?
I mean, he was working on a stand-up.
And whole his CV was like, yo, like, hello,
exactly.
Fellow kids, yo, I'm like reading this and I'm like, oh my God. And I wrote him like a strict adult, like a mamochka, you know, like I wrote him, delete this,
kids
like
supervisor.
HR is not your friend, right? Like this, delete cannabis, like, and he sent it back to me and...
He did nothing.
He just removed the word cannabis with the plant growing something, something. So you know.
That's exactly why at Game Dev Camp you are supposed to pay as a student, because when Lera gives you advice, you're like, I'm paying for that. I'm gonna follow it.
But so like HRs recommend like write all your achievements, but don't please write about cannabis.
We had multiple panels and that's what HR say, like write everything that you can on the CV. I'm gonna spend like 1 minute and a half on reading that.
Well, when she's saying she expects some particular things to tell there, like for example, something useful. They expect that you will write something useful.
I
like,
figured out how to fix a bicycle.
No, I figured out how to code, like blah, blah, blah. They expect this, mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Hobbies?
No, nobody cares about your hobbies. And then like you're right, such kids like think, oh yes, I will write everything. And then they're writing that they're growing cannabis.
I think multiple CVs, when we talked to them, they were like, if you have a pet, put that you have a pet. Like, I want to see that you can care about somebody. But
that's,
I think that's a lie.
That's a lie. Nobody cares about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, advice for CV...
Ask Lera. Or Dimovinsky.
No.
Come to our chat.
Don't be that honest. Please don't be. HRs are not your friend. Make as boring CV as you can.
Do you want to talk about your boyfriend?
No. Make as boring CV as you can, because like they don't care about your creativity no matter what kind of job you're looking
Even, yeah, if
for.
it's a creative job.
Yeah, they want just a, I don't know, PDF.
But they also say that, and that's what I hate. They're like, hey, you can impress me with your CV, and then you make an artsy CV, and they don't care because they can't read it.
Yeah, so just, I don't know, choose a fancy font or something. Pretty. Not okay, no. I'm taking my words back. No, don't make,
Suddenly,
because I know if I will say that, the people will actually use, like, I don't know, Comic Sans or
Comic
something like
Sans.
this. Like, oh, this is, looks
Yeah,
funny.
I want to just say that package yourself way in a very understandable way and look excited. Like, imagine a dog. Like a dog who is excited because you appeared in front of him. So this is how you should look at job.
Yes,
He's
yes.
like, oh, this is the job of my dreams. I'm so f I'm I just want this job.
Yes.
And then HRs give you a chance. I think it's like that. And also you should feel qualified for this, even if you check only, I know, a third of requirements.
You can, I don't know, a bit exaggerate, a bit, but not that you would immediately fail.
The truth is that when HR put the requirements for the job, they put random stuff there.
So yeah,
I
they
also hate
exaggerate it
this.
too because they expect that you will exaggerate
Yeah,
also, so
and
you
also
know.
often open positions are open like for 6+ months, and then the job description changes,
Yes.
and but the fact changes, but the job description stays like 6 months old. So it like you can say that hey, you're programming whatever servers with one technology, but in reality they would have pivoted.
So okay, let's briefly sum up everything that what we've been saying. So like okay,
Apply to Game Dev Camp similarity teaches you.
yes, well that's what I told in the beginning. But anyway, if you're a junior and you like not even a junior, if you graduated from university, first of all, make normal CV. Don't put that you're growing cannabis. I know yours sounds so cool for me. Oh my god! But please don't put it on your CV. Secondly, make some kind of portfolio. Go to game jams, internships, or stuff like that because your Coursera thingy will not
It's,
do in
yeah,
portfolio.
everybody hates it
Yeah,
when they see it
because
triggers.
everybody can see that you completed the
Landing
tutorial.
certificate.
Certificate, yes. Your certificate from Coursera doesn't make any sense. If you want to go to a specific company, try maybe to search for some courses that this company makes. Maybe this will help.
Follow some people from the company on LinkedIn if you're desperate.
Yeah,
But don't
I don't
stalk,
agree
maybe.
actually. I don't agree with this. I don't care because if you're following them on LinkedIn, for me it sounds stupid, but maybe it works. I don't know.
Multiple HR sold that, but they might be lying again.
Yeah, they may be lying. And lie a bit, but not over lie, let's say. Good luck with
I mean,
this
she's still
Hunger
sitting
Games.
like with her finger up
Yes.
like a kid supervisor. Yeah, Lara, that's your job now.